All right. Michael Wilson, legal analyst. Michael, thanks for joining me.
Hey, Dr. Drew. How are you today?
I know we switched your time around here, so I appreciate you tweaking this for us. We're going to talk about these shootings, both the Charlotte and the Tulsa police shootings. I don't know. Should we talk about the overall picture? Should we talk about the specifics of these shootings?
Let's start with the specifics. And I just want to preface something here. You know, these shootings are horrible. And yes, there's a lot of brutality going on, abuse, which I think is the underlying reason. I don't think it's race specific. I know people don't like to hear it, but there's numerous instances around the country where Pakistani national, actually may have been Indian national in Georgia, Hispanic in Washington State, and a white male in Kenosha, Wisconsin, about a decade ago, was shot and killed by police. So it's not just black males. Now, there's a disparity of black males being shot by police, but it's just not black males, and it's the system that's creating and fostering this environment.
All right, what is that system? Because I think you're right, and I think that's what I'm wondering, why we're having to watch this all now because everyone has cameras. There's almost a sort of a burnout on behalf of the American public. And I think is part of it is that there's sort of nothing ever getting done, nothing ever changing, and that's where the African American community really gets angry.
Right, and then we can talk about that too, because I don't think protesting is the effective way. And I'm going to give you an example here. Michael Bell, Kenosha, Wisconsin, was a 21-year-old male who was shot and killed by police in his driveway. He allegedly was drunk. Okay, he had been drinking that night. Unfortunately, what happened was, and I bring up the system, is that the police conducted their own investigation, and basically they found no wrongdoing. So the father, Michael Bell Sr., took it upon himself to change the law. And basically the law, which should be kind of spread around the country, is that police should not be governing themselves, right?
Or if they are, they at least ought to have a separate sort of... objective, some sort of objective review thing, yeah, which included police officers and other interested parties, right?
Exactly. And again, you know, I love police. Police protect us, okay?
Yeah.
But when there's an abuse and where there's a system where, you know, where American citizens, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, go across the board, when they're treated like insurgents and not like citizens, that's completely wrong. I mean, my issue here, too, Dr. Drew, why are terrorists being shot, right, and surviving when all you see these recent shootings with black males? These are kill shots.
Yeah.
These are not shots in the ankle or arm or anything. You know, these are to the heart, to the lung. It is tragic.
So independent review.
Independent review, and this is another thing. Another problem that's why this is occurring too is the DOD, which Department of Defense had a militarization program years ago that equipped our police with a lot of military equipment.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the equipment you see today are giving these policemen and police women a sense of power and a sense of entitlement, and that's what's happening. The one other thing I will say is, the law needs to be changed in terms of what is a policeman's perspective in terms of its objective of being, you know, in imminent danger. Because that's so easily justified.
Yeah, but Michael, when you say that again, I'm thinking about what people want, what the public wants in terms of change. When you say that, I just hear sort of bzzz. I'm not sure I hear anything meaningful that I can sort of go hang my hat on. Go, okay, that's a change I can pull for. For instance, let me ask this. One of the things that is sort of, I think, might settle down some of the protest, and I don't, and again, I'm pro law enforcement too, but I'm just trying to find a middle ground. And I wonder if an arrest, for instance, even if it's a house arrest after someone, rather than paid leave, I think people would, you know, their question is, how come the average person gets arrested but a cop gets just paid leave?
Right.
Uh-oh. You just dropped off the line. You know, can you get him back, please? Steve, we lost Michael Wilson here. 800-222-5222. It's Midday Live. Dr. Drew, Mike Catherwood. Mike comes in at the top of the hour. I was talking to Michael Wilson, our legal analyst. I also wanted to talk to him about, I hope we get him back, because I want to talk to him a little bit about the Wells Fargo thing. He is a whistleblowing expert, a whistleblower expert. And, I'm watching the Don King intro of Donald Trump. It's so, I mean, that's a Saturday Night Live skit waiting to happen.